So joining us now is Timothy Schaefer. He's the State Director of Environment Minnesota to talk about this right to repair bill that's taking place in the Minnesota legislature right now. Tim, it's good to have you.
Hey, guys. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so first off, why don't you explain what this bill is trying to accomplish, what it is, what's in it?
Sure. And the sort of broader picture is that we're concerned, as you said, about the e-waste problem that's been increasing in Minnesota and around the country. We did a report last year that shows people throw away about 6,500 cell phones every day just in Minnesota. And a lot of those cell phones contain things like lithium that can be a huge environmental hazard, and our recyclers and solid waste folks are not really equipped to handle that stuff, unfortunately. So that's sort of our interest as an organization in this. But the bill itself is designed to give folks who are ready to do repairs, so third-party independent repair shops, and even plenty of consumers who, are totally able to tinker with their own things and fix them if they had the parts and information. So this bill requires manufacturers to provide them with that stuff. So it takes away some of the barriers to repair that push people to throw things away instead of fixing them themselves.
And where are we at with this bill? I saw last week it was headed to the Minnesota House floor. Has it reached the floor yet?
Yeah, so we are waiting on a vote right now. It's passed through both the Commerce and Judiciary Committees in the House. We had really good hearings on it. Both sides got a chance to speak to it, and I think we made our point pretty effectively. So we're just kind of rallying support in the House and talking to individual legislators, trying to make sure if they have concerns that we address them. But really what we need right now is big popular support. There's a lot of things happening in the House right now, and kind of moving this up people's priority list is the biggest thing, since everyone's got divided attention. And this is something that, if it happens in Minnesota, it could actually have a big national impact, which is why we're pushing so hard for it.
So if this passed, how would that affect how people get their cell phones repaired or replaced?
Sure. So the best analogy that I can think of is in the car industry. And what happened there is there's a bill that passed in 2012 called the Minnesota Right to Repair Initiative. And what that did is it guaranteed people access to parts and repair information for consumer cars. So not for, commercial vehicles, but for the kind of car that you drive around in every day. And so when that passed in Massachusetts, the manufacturers kind of sat down at the table with the folks in the Repair Coalition and made a deal where they just agreed to abide by that requirement everywhere. So they basically saw the writing on the wall, right? Like they passed in one state and then they realized they're going to have to adapt their practices everywhere. So we're hoping for something similar to happen, right? This passes here and then the folks like Apple and Samsung and even ag equipment manufacturers like John Deere realize that there is a growing powerful repair movement and come to the table and, agree to do the right thing. That's what we're hoping for.
So this would potentially open up the ability for more independent repair shops and cheaper prices to get things repaired, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, one of the big reasons why I'm involved with this, besides the environmental component, is that folks in greater Minnesota, which is a term I hate, but it really is something that describes the places outside the Twin Cities, just don't have access to as many repair shops as we do here in the cities. So, I think there's something like 7 or 8 Apple stores, and all of them are in the metro area. So if you've got an iPhone and it breaks and you live in northwest Minnesota, you definitely don't have an Apple store to bring it to, and you're probably going to have to wait a week or two to get it fixed. So the idea is, like, if there's somebody down the street who wants to be able to fix that, they should be able to get access to the same stuff that they have at the Apple store. And unfortunately, right now, Apple has pretty much a repair monopoly. They can tell you where to get your phone fixed. So this is something that would provide greater services to people around the state and even the level the playing field for everybody.
So what have been your main roadblocks? You've been trying to get this done for a few years now. Who's standing in the way and why are they standing in the way?
Yeah, so it's a fair question. I mean, some of the big manufacturers, just they want to have a continuing monopoly on repair. They've sunk a lot of money into both their internal sort of streams for repair, and that means that a lot of John Deere dealers in the state have invested a lot of money in their dealerships and want to be able to keep being the only place you can get your tractor fixed at. And same thing with the Apple stores, right? They make money when you bring your phone there, and they can charge you more when they don't have competition. So they're fighting really hard for this to, not get passed. And, you know, we've had a lot of pushback from the chairman of the Commerce Committee in the Senate, Gary Dames. He's a former car dealer. I don't know if he still works as one, but he, in his career, definitely got invested in the idea that the car dealer should be the number one place that you get your car fixed. Now, most people I know, when their car stops working, they don't want to take it to the dealer first because that's not where you get a good deal, but that's his perspective, right? So he's got what he thinks is a principal reason to oppose this. But we've seen this bill come up 5 years in a row in the legislature here. Everybody knows what it is, and we think we finally have enough support to get it passed. We just need, you know, the people to tell the decision makers that it's time, that we need this now.
And then who have been your greatest allies? Like, who is the author of this bill? Who's been pushing it forward?
Yeah, so we've had really good support from folks in both parties in the past and this session, too. In the Senate, we've had really good support from Senator Dave Osmic, who has one of his constituents brought this to him and said this would help out our business and help us expand and create jobs. And, you know, he's a Republican, so that was pretty persuasive. But we've been working with Representative Peter Fisher in the House, and he's been a fantastic advocate for this. I think his initial reason for getting on board was that this is a pretty obvious and kind of clever way to reduce pollution. But, you know, he speaks really effectively to the basic fairness idea that you should be able to fix something where you want to get it fixed. And, you know, in our coalition, we've got a bunch of smaller repair organizations, some individual shops, but then also we work with Cell Phone Repair, which is a franchise around the state. We're working with Tech Dump, Tech Discounts, which is based in St. Paul and also, I believe, Golden Valley. Also some bigger manufacturers and refurbishment places like Vibrant Technologies and World Data Products. But actually one of our biggest supporters has been the Minnesota Farmers Union, because they have been listening to their members who say, we want to be able to continue fixing our own things. And I think they have really taken that message to heart. They see this is in the interest of farmers to cut down on repair costs and learn how to do this themselves, which they've been doing for generations. There's nothing that should stop them. It's just that now there's software in the tractors that places like John Deere and people like John Deere are trying to tell them that they can't do it anymore. So it's an interesting, diverse coalition, and it's been fun to talk about because it's something that affects almost every part of our economy. Really, anything that has software in it, this is something that can free up the market for people to get their stuff fixed where they want.
Yeah, and it's clear that this is a bipartisan issue, and in fact, our regular conservative caller, Randy from Coon Rapids, just called in and said, this is a no-brainer. So you clearly are getting support from both sides, but... Go ahead if you have something to say on that.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's right. And this is one of those issues that it shouldn't be, and it doesn't have to be, and it is not partisan. You know, we've seen a lot more support from the DFL this session, but that's something that's kind of new. I think part of it is that some of the powerful people who are against this have been making phone calls and kind of calling in favors and getting this thing slowed down. But we think that if we get enough popular support and people calling their legislators, that's not going to matter. I mean, this is a cultural shift that's happening right now, and this is the forefront of that cultural shift. And I think that speaks to something that's special about Minnesota, that, you know, as much as we're kind of a humble state in a lot of ways, we like to think big and we like to be innovative in a good way. So, yeah, I think we got a good shot, but we definitely need help from everyone.
Yeah, before we go, what's your call to action? Do you have any dates coming up? Do you have any committees or floor hearings scheduled or organizational events that you want to let people know about so they can show up and get this done?
Really, the best thing you can do is just call your legislator in the House, call your House rep, your Minnesota House rep, and tell them this is something you care about. The hardest thing that we're dealing with now is just competing with everything else for people's attention. You know, it's just a fight to make sure people remember what this bill is, that it's important. It's got a pretty humble sounding name, but right to repair is a big idea. And so if you can call and say, please support House File 1138, that will be a huge help. Even four or five calls per representative is enough to get their attention and to, you know, make them realize that this is something that their constituents care about. So that's the best way you can help. And I'll pass on some more information. We should have some events coming up. We'll have a tour at World Data Products coming up pretty soon. And I'll definitely.
You can just shoot them to me, and I'll promote them on the radio. Whatever you need.
Awesome.
But joining us was Timothy Schaefer. He's the State Director of Environment Minnesota, talking about the Right to Repair bill. But Tim, pleasure to have you. You do a lot outside of this. Very proud of all the work you do. Anytime you want to come on to promote anything or your causes, feel free and just shoot me any information, and we'll keep people informed here on the repartee.
Yeah, awesome. And I'm very happy to hear that your go-to conservative caller is on board with this, because they should be. This is not something that needs to be a exclusively progressive issue. So we're fighting to make sure this is bipartisan as possible in both houses. So, but yeah, again, folks, if you can call your reps and let them know this is something you want, House File 1138, that would be a huge help. And I'll pass on any other ways that folks can help when they come up.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Tim. We're going to take a break, but Right to Repair has Randy from Coon Rapids' seal of approval. But we'll be right back here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.